Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right. I want to start with something we actually had on the docket yesterday but wasn't able to get to, and that's a little bit of MLB free agency news. We've seen a couple of moves made over the weekend, or at least since the time that we were off. The big one, obviously, is Devin Williams. He signed with the Mets for $52 million, which makes it the second straight offseason a Yankee has left to go play for the New York Mets. And then you also have Ryan Helsley. He's going to the Orioles for two for 28. So just in the latest in MLB free agency, where would you like to start with Devin Williams and Ryan Helsley?
I mean, I don't really have much on Helsley with Williams. I know that the Red Sox were, there was rumors about, you know, making a super pen and that he would be a guy that they'd bring in for the super pen, which whatever. But I didn't want Devin Williams. I'm surprised that the Mets decided to make a big financial commitment to him. His ERA was hovering around five. He was so bad for the Yankees that they had to go and trade for three more closers at the trade deadline. And one of them was actually good, but he wasn't. I mean, he was rough. He was tough. I did not. I mean, it was one season, I guess. He had four blown saves, and had such a bad start that they pulled him out of there. I mean, he was like a co-closer for a while, and then, you know, then he just wasn't anymore. David Bednar ended up being their closer. I think he closed out every game that they won in the playoffs. I think he closed out. And it's just crazy because I remember that COVID year. I remember Devin Williams was supposed to be the next big thing in the majors. He was supposed to be this combination of, you know, Eric Gagne and K-Rod and, you know, so all these guys. And he just, it seemed like that was the path that he was on. He had that crazy ERA. He's a 0.33 ERA. It was unbelievable. And three seasons before being dealt to the Yankees, he had 65 saves and a 1.66 ERA. And not a guy that blows you away, not a guy that has a crazy hard fastball, but just, you know, just so much pinpoint control, breaking ball ability, just nasty pitches, keeping guys off balance, and you just didn't see hardly any of that this year. So I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised. I feel like if that's going to be one of those deals that sets the market, then, you know, it could get kind of wild. And whatever the Red Sox were thinking about in terms of a super pen, I would just assume that they take those plans and chuck them right out the window. Because if that's what it's going to cost to be bringing in closers, even not very good ones like Devin Williams, who wasn't very good last year, then I just assume you stay right out of that market. You cobble together a bullpen like you always do. If you need to make some moves, you do them during the year. But you keep Chapman at the end. You keep a couple of guys, you know, that you need where you need them, and just focus on those bats. Focus on another starting pitcher and at least two new bats. Because as I heard Lou Maloney say last week a couple of times, I heard him say it to Dan Ball and I think John Lyons as well, or maybe I'm mixing that up. I can't remember. It was the holidays. I don't know. But I remember Lou was on and he was talking about it and he goes, you know, bringing in Pete Alonso or bringing back Bregman, that's fine, but your offense wasn't enough last year. It wasn't. And you're probably going to be losing one of those, you know? Like, you're going to be losing Bregman more than likely. So bringing in Alonso is great.
Go get me a goddamn first baseman.
You have to do more than that. You have to. if you're serious about competing, if this is really something, because, yeah, Roman Anthony's going to get better and hopefully stay healthy, and that's going to be a big addition, and all that's great. But you can't lose guys from this team that were plus offensive players, not replace them, and expect that somehow those problems are going to be out the window just because Roman Anthony's back and, you know, playing well at the top of the lineup. Like, and I agree with that. I 100% do. I think that that's very pie in the sky. And for the Red Sox, they need to be very serious about this. And if that means abandoning the idea of the super pen, I'm fine with that. If the Devin Williams is making $51 million, then I just assume they stay out of that business entirely.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
We do have to send our farewell to Danilo Gallinari, who announced his retirement. Gallo announced his retirement after 20-plus seasons at 37. I personally will remember the 15 minutes he spent with the Celtics. How are you going to remember the man known as Gallo?
I'll always remember when he was a rookie on the Nuggets. There's this great video clip of him hitting a big three at the end of a game. And as he's running back down the court, he blows sort of a kiss to the Nuggets bench. And everybody on the Nuggets bench, I know you can't see if you're listening on the radio, but if you're watching on Twitch, everyone on the Nuggets bench starts doing this. They start doing the thing that, stereotypically, it's a stereotype and it's offensive, stereotypically, that Italian people do, where they put the, they sort of make a little circle with their hands and their index finger and their thumb, and they put it up there and they go, you know, one of those.
You all make it a pizza pie. Yeah.
Exactly, one of those. That is what I'll always remember about Gallinari. He was a long career. Well, he was in the league for like 20 years. Guy's in the league forever.
16 in the NBA.
16 years in the NBA. What a career. Bounced all around. Pretty good player. Good shooter. Hard-nosed type of player, which, you know, for those Euro guys wasn't always the case. And a guy that I enjoyed watching. I liked him. I liked Gallinari. And I thought that was absolutely hilarious. When he hit that three and everyone started doing this. It's just really funny. So that's what I always remember about him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Okay, there actually was something from Monday Night Football that you and I both missed, and Zach's going to help us out on the Twitch chat. There was a fan in the stands at Gillette Stadium who had the most weird support animal ever. You are seeing a man with his emotional support duck who's in a Patriots, little Patriots jersey, and it looked like a security person came over, just made sure, like, oh, yeah, that's the duck. So I guess give your thoughts on this man having an emotional support duck and what's maybe the oddest support animals maybe you've ever seen.
I didn't see this last night. I didn't see this duck. I didn't see the guy with the duck. The guy seems pretty well adjusted. You know, he doesn't seem like someone who needs his duck with him. Otherwise, he just can't deal. He can't focus. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the guy. I'm just judging this off of this very brief video clip that you're seeing here. But that's what he said. They talked to him. He said, this is my emotional support duck. Because, I don't know. I mean, there's security at these games. They make sure you're not coming in there with something you're not supposed to have. I've never heard of anybody having an emotional support duck before. I don't know what sort of emotional support a duck can give to a human. Ducks aren't very, you know, like that duck seemed very well behaved. He was holding it in his hand, you know, like a little teapot. And the duck was just chilling. Duck didn't seem bothered by the noise or the crowd or the weather or any of that stuff. Duck was doing good.
So actually, here's the story from Fun 107 down in Rhode Island. This is Dawn, who's a one-year-old duck from Providence, became unexpected celebrities. Her owner, Justin Thames, didn't bring a bird to a football game. It's the most ordinary place possible, the dog food aisle at Tractor Supply.
Wait. The guy didn't bring the duck to a football game? Yes, he did.
Well, he's saying that's where he found the duck. In the
he found the duck in the
in the dog food aisle at Tractor Supply.
Okay.
Thames walked in for a bag of kibble and walked out with a duckling that had just hatched hours earlier.
It hatched inside the store? Okay. So it's his pet duck, it's not his emotional support duck, is what it sounds like.
Dawn has become a registered service duck with her own lawyer, manager, security detail, cameraman, jeweler, and yes, an LLC.
A registered service duck. Sounds like an episode of Looney Tunes. I'm your service duck. Okay. Picture Daffy Duck with like a little hat. Listen, I understand. I mean, the service animal industry is a real thing. There's emotional support animals. I never heard of a duck, though. Never heard of one being a duck. And it sounds like, you know, this guy rescued this duck, which was hatched inside of the Tractor Supply? Why was there a duck hatching in a Tractor Supply store? Doesn't matter. That's besides the point. The point here is that I thought that animals had to go through certain training to become support animals, right? Like isn't that how that works? You can't just give any animal to some guy and be like, here's your emotional support, you know, hedgehog or something, and then the thing bites the guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be, have a certain temperament. It has to be a certain kind of thing. And it sounds like this duck was just a duck that got born in a store, and the guy was there and brought it home, and now the duck is a support duck. That doesn't track. I don't quite follow that. And also, he has his own jeweler. Is that what you said? He's got his own. It sounds like this duck is just, I don't know what this duck is. Is this guy trying to get famous with the duck? Like, is this like an act? You know, Joe and the duck. Like, I don't know. It's like Limu Emu and Doug. Is it one of those type of things? What's his deal?
No, he just a registered service duck, and she has her own, as I said, lawyer. She has a manager.
She has a lawyer? Why does she have a lawyer? Why does a duck need a lawyer?
To argue that the duck can be allowed in the stadiums and other places.
Okay. Is the lawyer also a duck? I'm your lawyer, Daffy Duck. Okay. Okay, I don't really have anything else to say about that.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
I know, there's no clean transition from emotional and service.
Do your best.
But I'll do what I can here. Obviously, we're going to stick with the Patriots for my point. Just talking about last night's. I know I soured a little bit on Drake May because he didn't have those flashy numbers, at least from the time I had the point about being in the MVP, but I was looking at it through the eyes of the voters. But my personal opinion, I do think Drake May is back in the lead in terms of MVP favorites until he stumbles, which I don't really see him stumbling. And even if he does, like if the Patriots were to lose to the Bills or the Ravens, unless he has a really, really bad game, I don't see any reason why he should be knocked down a peg. If Matthew Stafford has another great game and bounces back with another 300-yard, 4-touchdown performance, then I could see it. But I'm with you. I think right here, right now, Drake May is the MVP favorite, and he should be at least in the top two in terms of consideration by season's end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.